Hello, my name is Lily Gilbert. This podcast is part of our Eco Wardrobe Accelerator Guide. It's about how to buy clothes, and after listening to it, you should have a good idea of some sustainable habits to adopt when you're shopping. So let's start by talking about the labels on garments. They will tell you what the material is, which we'll get onto in a minute, but also which country the garment's been made of. This is just where the bulk of the production happens, not all of it by any means, but it does give you an idea of the prevailing standards and regulations in place when the garment was being created. So for an example, an EU country of origin is, inverted commas, safer than one in the developing world. It's not necessarily a problem, of course, if it's made in the developing world, but if it is the latter, look for sustainable criteria on the label to know more about the environmental and social standards during production. The other thing you'll find on the label is how to wash the garment, which gives you an idea about its energy consumption and carbon footprint in use. It'll also tell you if it's dry cleaning. Now, this is a very chemical and carbon intensive process, and ideally we would avoid it. So the next really important thing to consider is the material. What is the fabric composition? It might be an organic material that's been grown, such as cotton or linen, or it could be a synthetic like acrylic or polyester. Now, these are made from polymers which come from petroleum. Polymers can be a good thing when you're considering the carbon footprint during washing and drying your clothing, because they wash very efficiently and they dry quickly. But the material itself is highly polluting. Now, this is something we're just starting to learn more about now. Microplastics, or tiny polymers, are shed every time you wash a garment which is made of synthetics. So even before the piece of clothing is disposed of, it's polluting waterways and the ocean. And this has impacts on biodiversity, human health, because it enters our food chain, and economic impacts. You should look for any sustainable criteria when looking at materials, for example, organic, recycled, better cotton, or branded recycled materials. Adding fair trade, all of these different standards can cover a variety of issues, be they environmental, social, or economic. But labels don't say it all. You've heard about supply chains, of course. For textiles and clothing, we talk about a supply web. Thinking about how you make a garment, you start with the raw material. It's then probably transported somewhere to be processed and then spun into a yarn, which might be dyed. Might be then transported again somewhere to a fabric mill where it would be woven, or a manufacturing unit where it would be knitted into a garment. Might be then dyed again, then transported perhaps to a final cut and sew unit, which is where you take woven cloth and make it into finished garments, and then embellished, be that embroidered or something else added. And that can happen in a different place again. So this material, which eventually becomes your piece of clothing, has gone all over the place before the final place where you find it. And this isn't just a straight line. It really is a web, and labels just don't cover it all. As I said before about the country of origin, this is just the place where a brand has to legally stipulate the garment has been manufactured, the majority of it has been manufactured, but it doesn't tell the whole story. And this is why learning about different brands, asking them questions, and voting with your spending power can make a real difference. Next, I think it's worth mentioning quality, versatility, and longevity of a garment. When you're looking at it, think about how you're going to use it and how long it's going to last. As I talked about in one of the previous podcasts, extending the lifespan of a garment reduces its carbon footprint and its environmental and social impact in other ways. So think about buying well. Think about buying something you're going to keep hold of for a really long time. It's as simple as that. And the last thing I'm going to mention is disposal. Now, Talis is all about the circular economy. This is where we make linear supply chains into circular supply chains. So the typical outputs or waste products become inputs for a new product. We no longer throw things away. And this is how our little planet is going to support the growing global population with what are limited resources. Now, if you like this idea of a circular economy, you can support it by thinking in circles yourself. When you buy something, as well as all the other things I've just mentioned, Think ahead to its disposal. Ask, where is it going to end up? Listen to our accompanying podcast on this topic. So with that, I'll finish. Thank you very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. Goodbye.